I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A St. Louis man was given a ticket after he's honked his horn at a police officer.
Ooh, I bet they don't like that.
Well, here's my thing, and listen to this story, and I want to talk about it. I'm not calling cops dumb. I really appreciate them, but this guy in St. Louis honked his horn at a police officer. The man honked his horn several times because the officer, who was in an unmarked vehicle ahead of him, wouldn't move when the light turned green.
What?
Like,
yeah.
He could have been like us, looking at your phone, like, not paying attention.
Is that bad to do? Especially if it's an unmarked vehicle that he didn't know it was a cop.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd honk if it was a marked police officer, like a vehicle. I think I'd probably avoid doing that.
Yeah.
But after honking several times later on down the road, the officer pulled up behind him and turned on his lights and pulled him over.
Oh, come on.
When the officer asked the man if the man's horn was stuck... And I love people that are so quick to respond. The man said, "Is your brake stuck?"
Oh!
The guy was given a ticket for excessive noise from a vehicle and plans to file a complaint.
What? Okay, yeah. I would be taking that to court, too. I think the dummy of the day is the cop.
Do you think so?
Not the guy. I would have done the same thing, probably.
Yeah.
But I'm also really, really skilled at spotting, unmarked police vehicle.
I probably
would have known.
How do you spot an unmarked police officer, like a car?
I don't know. I can just always tell. Always tell.
But a lot of people have them. Like, I think some people like to buy the old cop cars and just to look cool. You know what I mean? Because they have that frame that, like, a lot of the.
But they're
Ford somethings, a lot of them.
You don't know if it's a regular person driving what used to be an unmarked vehicle or an actual cop. You look at, like, the person driving, what they're wearing, what they look like, and then also, do they have any type of thing hanging in their rear view mirror, any bumper sticker, a character type of whatever you call those license plates, like, you know, autism awareness, whatever. A cop's not going to have that. So I always look for all those little details, and then I'll know if it's like a cop or not.
How's that worked out for you?
I've been pulled over 2 times ever since I've been driving, never gotten a ticket.
All right, well... Alex is going to lay on the horn all the time now when she knows. A woman was arrested in Florida at a Walmart after a deputy said she rang up more than $1,800 worth of electronics for just $3.70 in the self-checkout lane.
How'd she do that?
A loss prevention officer at the store told a deputy he saw the 25-year-old woman and another woman select a computer, video game controller, and other merchandise from the electronics department. The women then covered the barcodes of those items with stickers that they removed from the clearance department. So they went there and like, oh, this is 17 cents. Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, somebody's going to notice that, ding-dongs.
Yeah, well, because they only paid the... $1,821 less than what they should have. So she later told the deputy, quote, "I'm just trying to get gifts for my son that I can afford."
Okay, well, you can't afford those things, so then you just don't get them.
"The computer's for my husband, since he just got me a Coach purse. I figured he deserves something nice as well."
Okay, well, if your husband is buying you Coach purses, but then you can't afford decent toys for your kid, you should probably rethink your priorities.
Maybe, but isn't a Coach purse a really nice purse, though? I'm just saying...
Really?
No, I agree with you. She was charged with felony grand theft and felony shoplifting. And your final dummy of the day this morning on the Joe and Alex Show, a 49-year-old guy named Donald from Oklahoma was furious at a former neighbor of his named Troy because Donald was pretty sure Troy had gotten kicked out of the trailer park.
Aw, Troy!
You son of a biatch! I like living there till Troy got me kicked out. So Donald went to Troy's place in the trailer park. This happened on Sunday, and he challenged him not to a dip contest or a beer chugging contest or a who can make out with their sister longer contest.
Ew.
No, not the easy stuff. Troy challenged Donald to a knife fight.
Oh my gosh, let's not and say we did.
I'd love it. And he prepared. He was ready to go, by the way. He brought along not one, not two, but 4 knives.
Whoa.
And he wrapped his midsection, your sensitive area in a knife fight, by the way, in homemade body armor.
Okay. I mean, did it work?
Well, check out what he thought was good body armor. He made some duct tape and a bunch of adult magazines wrapped around his body. So like some Playboy or different things like that.
You gotta use what you got sitting around your house.
Troy turned down the duel and actually called the cops. Donald was arrested for assault with a dangerous weapon and possession of an offensive weapon. So what would that be? Would that be the actual magazines?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess. An offensive weapon?
Never thought a porno mag would be an offensive weapon, but I guess it's all in how you use it. When the cops asked him about his body armor, he said, quote, "I've been to prison. I knew what to do to protect myself."
That's amazing. Actually, he's a genius, not a dummy.
So are people in prison now, like in fear of getting shanked, they're putting magazines around them under their shirts?
I bet they are. I wouldn't be surprised. Books. They're allowed to have books and magazines, so probably.
I would like to.
Although I don't think they're allowed to have dirty magazines.
I don't know. Well, you can probably sneak contraband in there, too.
I think that they will use a Land's End catalog as a dirty magazine, but I don't think they are allowed to have actual dirty magazines.
I really can't ask you, Alex, this one, and I don't know if producer MYK would, but I know I'm not the only guy out there, but you ever hear of guys, obviously as a young kid, you're going through puberty, you don't have a dirty mag, but you look at certain things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
MYK, do you remember a magazine you ever looked at when you were a young boy?
What are you looking at?
You're looking at women, revealing, sexy.
But, what do you mean?
He means,
For
if you
excitement.
Ever pick up a Southern Home Living magazine and use that, because that's what your mom had lying around the house.
Oh, so trying to find gratification in Better Homes and Gardens,
right,
or whatever?
Right,
I think you have to make do with what you have there, you are in prison. What was it for you?
I mean, everybody gets the Victoria's Secret catalogs and stuff, right?
Oh, no, for sure.
I feel like a lot of young boys use that. Ew.
I didn't know if you had anything like Alex brought up, though. You're
National Geographic or something?
Whoa, did you do that?
No, but I've heard of that.
Oh, what'd you hear?
That people, pleasure themselves to the natives.
What?
You've never heard that?
No. Whole conversation reminds me of Bridesmaids when she's like, "Get yourself two twin boys because I just found a blanket that snapped in half." Or whatever she says, disgusting. Ew.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex show.